Okay. Repeat after me, Lord. I know you're on the job. You're on my case to get me out of slavery and to walk in freedom. Amen. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. You say, well, this is about our Lord's birth. Yes, it is. But there's a little piece here that he was pressing me into this morning, reminding me that the heart of the Father is being formed in us, and the sons will relate to the Father, and Jesus is the firstborn. Amen? Now, I'm not going to start at the beginning because I think most of you know about Jesus being born in Bethlehem. But verse 8 says, the shepherds and the angels. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. I think it's important to realize that it was at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. That's light. The glory of the Lord. When Jesus went on the mountain, the glory of the Lord was what? Manifested through him. It manifested as light. Shone around them, and they were terrified. So that tells you what's coming down the highway when angels start to appear here and there and everywhere.
Well, isn't that the same thing that happened to Moshe when he went up in the mountain?
Absolutely. He came off the mountain and everybody was scared out of there. The light was radiating through. And right now they are a picture of what Jesus was and is. But he's going to manifest in us as light. We are children of But it's not just children of light, it's children of the light. Like the house of prayer. Got it? Watch now. Verse 10 says, But the angel said to them, so they speak, do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. So it's not limited to the Jew. Be for where and whom? All people, everywhere. Amen? 11. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Now, that should give you a clue, because that's where, when barns or caves in that Middle East area were used by the sheep to bring forth their babies. So you know the reason he was born in a stable was that we would recognize him as the Lamb of God. It wasn't an accident that he was born there. Somebody thinks it's horrible. Why would that happen? And it was done on purpose by God, because he would become the sacrificial lamb. And when I was in Israel years ago, they told us that the only place that the high priest would choose a lamb ready for sacrifice at Passover was those that were born in Bethlehem. The house of prayer in that area was also the city of Bethlehem, which is the house of bread. The word Bethlehem is house of bread. David was from the house of bread. Jesus is the bread of life. Got it? Got the connections? Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. So he's releasing a blessings to the shepherds. If you had a job in that day, and it happened to be a shepherd's job, you were part of the stinky program. Living in the fields, you didn't get a shower every night. Got it? If you were coming into town, everybody had that smell on you, and you would be what? Shunned. If you were living in Europe in those days, and you came in as a shepherd, you would be a factory reject to the town. Because you smelled sheep. You say, well, how far does it go? Let me just remind you, if you've ever listened to some of the, or watched some of the old movies, in the Midwest, it was called cattle country. And when a shepherd would come in with his sheep, everybody what? Shunned them. They couldn't stand them. Because sheep don't smell good. They don't take a bath every night. Well, come on now. And you see the pattern is the same. Why did they shun our Savior? He was the good shepherd. Taking care of smelly. Got it. 15. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, where did they go? And the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us. So now they know that it's the Lord speaking. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. It's not Christmas, is it? But it sounds like that. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Here's the verse I want you to see. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. So when you get news from the heavenlies, when you get a message that hits you home, when God's experience with you is personal, ponder it in your heart. Don't let it go. Don't let it drop. Don't let it get out of sight. And there are times the Holy Spirit will bring you back to something that He's given you over the years. And you're to go back and listen to it again and ponder it in your heart, because He will bring it to pass in due season. Amen? 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. So he heard and saw, which were just as they had been told. So in other words, the verification of what the angels said, when it manifested and they saw it, it was exactly as they had been told. 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what it said, what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was what? That's important, because again, when you are devoted to the Lord, you're going to be ridiculed, laughed at, and people won't like you too much. It's because you've got a commission. He was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Why was it in him? Because at that time, nobody carried the Spirit within. The Holy Spirit was outside, ministering to the man. it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's anointed. Moved by the Spirit, how many of you today were moved by the Spirit? You understand the coordinates that this, you know, when he showed me this morning as I was driving in, because I didn't have too much time this morning, and he said, just flow with what I'm going to show you, because remember, everything that has been prepared is called obedience. Mm. And watching you guys today in the obedience is important. And your obedience on each level confirmed each other. And that's something to behold, amen? 26 again, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what the customs of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms. Think about it. This is your firstborn, you mamas. A stranger comes up to you in a courtyard in front of a church, takes your baby from you. Tell me what you would do, the first reaction.
Take that baby.
What are you doing?
Great.
As a father, even as a stepfather. It doesn't say what they reacted, but I am positive. I'm absolutely convinced. They must have said this guy, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? Amen? Took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. Who's he focused on? Himself and the promise he had received. He had pondered this message in his heart. We have no idea how many years. But I would just venture to guess it had been many. Then he says, verse 30, My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. A light. A light. He's prophesying. A light for revelation to the Gentiles, not to the Jew. So who is God prophesying to? Us. Why didn't the Jews connect? Because they had already been connected, but their mind was still in slavery. The church has also been connected, but our minds are sometimes still in slavery. A light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory, for glory to your people Israel. So it's supposed to bring light to Israel, and they can't handle it. I like 33. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them. So they got what? They got blessed. And said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul. I want to close it there. But I want you to be realizing, many times you will get a message or a word, and you'll ponder it in your heart for many, many, many years before it's ready to be manifesting. I believe the church is like Simeon. We're not going anywhere. And many in the church may not die before that resurrection power hits and the glory of God transforms men and women that have belonged to the Lord, and the light will radiate through them.
and through us. Why? Because it's God's plan unfolding. It is God's plan unfolding. Try it on. God's plan unfolding in my experience. Amen.
Might be wise to tell your neighbor you're a good-looking child of the light. Get used to it.
I know I'm tickling you a little bit, but share some hugs with each other. God bless.